Chapter 26. What happened?
Claiborne knocked you out.
Why did Claiborne knock me out?
You wouldn't stop fighting.
Did he knock him out too?
No.
Well, why didn't he knock him out?
He quit. Claiborne told him he would shoot his head off if he didn't, and he quit. You wouldn't.
I didn't hear Claiborne say anything like that to me.
That's what he told me. Said he knocked Griffin out first.
You were the next one closest to him.
He hollered at you to stop, kept hollering at you, and you went on swinging that chair. So he just came up behind you and knocked you out.
With that gun?
That's all he had in his hand when I got there. Poor Mr. Gusta, running up and down the street calling my name. Come stop you, come stop you.
I'm sorry, honey.
No, you're not sorry.
I just couldn't help it.
Yes, you could.
I couldn't.
You could have walked out of there.
Can Jefferson walk out of where he is?
We were sitting on her bed. There were matching lamps with matching shades on either side of the bed. The shades were pink with little white tassels. A chiffonrobe was in the room, and there were a soft chair and a dresser. I could see us, me and her, in the mirror above the dresser. I had a wet towel on the top of my head, and my left hand was holding the towel in place. I didn't look too good, and I felt even worse. Vivian sighed.
Well, I guess that's that, she said.
That's what, honey?
You'll have to stay here tonight.
What for?
Because you're in no condition to go home.
I'm all right, I said. I'll be all right in a minute.
I'm calling Dora. Let her keep the children.
Don't do that, honey, please.
She's kept them before.
Honey, I don't want you in any trouble.
Well, you should have thought about that at the Rainbow Club, she said.
They were talking about Jefferson, honey. What would you have done?
I would have walked out of there.
No, you would not. You would have said something.
Maybe that's what you should have done instead of swinging that chair.
Vivian, what about your marriage? What about the school?
All they can do is fire me. Maybe he'll take the children. But you weren't thinking about that, she said.
I'm going to leave. I don't want you in any trouble.
I'm already in trouble.
Mr. Gusta running up and down the street calling my name.
Come quick, come quick.
And me leading you by the hand out of a barroom fight. What do you call that? I don't want you in any deeper trouble. I tried to stand up, but my head felt as if it would burst open, and I sat down on the bed again. I'll leave in a few minutes, I said. If I can't drive, I'll call somebody to take me home.
You're not going anywhere, she said. I'm calling Dora to keep the children. I have some red beans and rice back there, a couple of fried pork chops.
I'm not hungry, I said.
Well, I am.
Don't be mad, honey.
I'm not mad, just disgusted.
I had to do it, honey. I had to. I just couldn't take it anymore.
That's how you all get yourselves killed.
I didn't start it.
Maybe you didn't, but you were ready.
It's been all that other stuff, the jail, the preacher, all of that. She got up from the bed.
I'm going to warm the food, she said. I'll be in the kitchen.
Don't be mad, honey, please.
She didn't answer. She went into the living room, and I heard her on the telephone speaking to Dora. Then I heard her hang up the telephone and go into the kitchen. I sat on the bed with my head bowed and my left hand holding the towel in place. I didn't dare look in the mirror again. I glanced over my shoulder toward the window on the other side of the bed, and I could see through the curtain that it was nearly dark outside. I got up from the bed and went through the living room and back into the kitchen. I could smell the red beans warming on the stove. I couldn't smell the rice. You don't smell rice unless it's burning, and I didn't smell the pork chops either. Vivian was at the sink making a salad. I went up to her and put my right arm around her waist while my left hand held the towel on my head.
What are you doing, honey?
She knew I could see what she was doing, so she didn't answer me.
Still mad, huh?
I'm not mad.
You still love me?
She didn't answer. I kissed her on the jaw. She went on making the salad.
Do you want to know what happened today, honey? I already know what happened today, she said. At the jail, I mean. She went on with her salad. Now she was slicing up a cucumber to add to the lettuce and tomato. It went well today, honey. It went very well. He and I walked around the room while I talked to him. Then we ate. His nanny was so proud. I brought him the pencil and notepad I told you about. It went good today, honey. Aren't you proud? She put the sliced cucumber into the bowl with the cut-up tomato and the lettuce. Then she added oil and vinegar. She took the salad to the table. She dished up the rice and spread red beans over the rice and placed a pork chop on each plate. She brought the two plates to the table and sat down. I sat opposite her.